Yeah, absolutely. I thought, first of all, credit to Sheffield. I thought they were very good. They were very clinical. They were very good going forward. But obviously, we are very, very disappointed with the way we've defended today. I mean, it's poor. You know, it's really, really poor. I've looked at some of the aspects back. We had two warnings in the first 5 minutes of the second half. You know, my teams normally come out in the second half and are really good on the front foot, and the team that start the better. And today we had two warnings before they even got their goal. You know, I've watched the goals back. It's unacceptable defending on all counts, not just the back four midfielders. You know, you come against a strong Sheffield team that are finding their feet now and getting going. And to defend the way we defended today as a team was poor. But in general play, it hurts me to say that a team's outworked us. I thought they did. I thought their front two were phenomenal. Unbelievable energy. Same with their midfield. I thought we got outrun and outfought at times today. We worked all week to play against their system, and we had game plans, and our first goal was something from the training field, something we worked on. Our second goal was something from the training field, something we worked on. All three of their goals was not on our training field and not something we worked on. So my talk before the game was about responsibility on the pitch to dictate what we've worked on and stuff. But you know, you can set up systems, you can make sure as a manager that the team's aware of how we're going to play against them and how we're going to hurt them, but you can't defend the way we defended, and you can't have the mentality towards it the way we had.
How did you feel the first 20 minutes went? Because until they scored, I didn't think there was a great deal in it.
No, perhaps not. Still felt, you know, I want more. You know, we're up a level, and I don't care what people say, whether there's a big difference or a small difference between the leagues. For me, there's a big difference. I've noticed a big difference in the leagues. We're up a level, and I believe we're good enough. But I also believe at the moment that the players aren't realising that we've stepped up a level enough and aren't realising the details of what we should be doing better. And because of that, we've found ourselves, you know, not winning games and losing games. And we've got to get better. We have to get better.
Why do you think they're not getting to grips with it in quite that way, or they don't realise it, as you've said? Because we've been here a little while now and we've played a few games, and there seems to be something of a small recurring theme.
Yeah, we work really hard on defending. We work really hard in the dressing rooms, you know, in the office with our match analysis, with our stuff. We go and take it onto the pitch. We work really hard about basic principles in the way we defend, and we're not showing them on the pitch enough. And whether it's a set piece, whether it's one pass and a run in behind and a goal, whether it's one cross and someone gets between defenders, you know, whether it's a midfielder not tracking a runner, we're not doing it. And ultimately, I've got to, with Coxie and with Bass and with the guys, I've got to keep working hard on it. But if players don't do it, I've got to put players in who will do it. And we've got to do it, because it's too much of a reoccurring theme. And loyalty will go certainly out the window if players aren't performing.
I guess on a positive side, we're scoring goals. We're still scoring goals, and all the time you're doing that, you have a chance.
Yeah, and I said to you before, you know, we play two up. We try and play two up. But if your front two aren't getting the joy that they should be and aren't causing the problems that playing two up warrants, then sometimes you might have to think about doing something else. And, you know, I challenge our forwards. If you want to play with two strikers, you've got to make sure that we don't suffer with and without the ball. You know, it's a challenge that they've got to rise to. Yes, we're scoring goals, but it doesn't bother me if we're scoring goals if we're conceding three and losing games.
Charlton next. They came into this division in the other direction, but they're in a good run of form generally, I think.
Big club, big budget, good players. It's what we're up against. It's the levels are different, they're clinical. We never got opened up like we did today all the last season, and today we got opened up at will, and some of it we made absolutely too easy for them, and some of it was good players, but we've got to raise our games. We've got a challenge on now. I'm up for it. I'm absolutely up for it. And we set our team up tactically really well today, and I haven't worked as hard on the bench as I did today. I had to change the shape. I had to try and get something out of the game, because we were second best in so many areas, not tactically, but just player-wise and energy-wise and drive-wise and anticipation-wise, we were second best. And, you know, I didn't think we were particularly wonderful last week either, and we managed to win the game, and we've got to get better.
Yeah, I mean, Sheffield United, I felt, were probably arguably the best footballing side that we played this season, but we can't keep on having conversations like we're having now, can we?
Nope. We've got a challenge. We've got a real challenge on our hands, and I implore all the fans and everyone. I've told them, you know, this is tough, and we've got to rise to it. And we've got we were four unbeaten before today. We got a lot of basic principles right, so it's not all doom and gloom. Oh my God, how bad are we? But we can't play like we did today. A team has come to our home ground, our home patch, and they've done a number on us, and it hurts me. And I hope it hurts the players, and we've got to get better. But I'll give credit to Sheffield United, Chris and his team. I thought they were excellent today.